Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
In our first segment, we're going to discuss year-end tasks that you may have missed.
It's inevitable. The snow will come and bend over your plants. We have simple rules to follow to protect your plants in our second segment.
We received a text from a listener, and they had a dilemma. Their shrubs had overgrown their border, and they asked if they can cut them back. We have answers in our third segment.
Are you on the gardening naughty or nice list? Len and I were discussing what list we're on. Hear all about it in our fourth segment.
Today's show is airing just before Christmas. In our final segment, Julio, Aaron, and I will share with you what Christmas means to us.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Well, Julio Zamora.
Yes, sir, right
here. The weather's been nice.
Oh, yeah.
The weather's been really nice.
Really good.
And so that it's made maybe some of us a little less likely to get all those end-of-year chores. Uh-huh. You know, we get like a shock, and it's like 10 degrees one day. All of a sudden, I was like,
yeah, we'll
we've got to do all this stuff. Do you have your hoses put away?
No. Now that you say that.
All right, so what are we talking about? Hose, like your basic garden hose. Yeah. You know, if you still have your garden hose connected, you need to get that water out because eventually we're going to get cold weather.
Cold. Yeah.
I was thinking about something. You ever see the old Christmas movies? Like even like, was it Home Alone? Elf?
Elf?
Elf.
Yeah, you saw the, Elf.
It's like, they never have snow like that in New York before Christmas. You know, maybe for a couple of hours, you know, they get a snowstorm. But it's going to get cold.
It is.
It's going to get cold. And if those hoses freeze, they expand. And this is the whole problem where they expand and they're going to break. They're going to break. So you make sure you disconnect it from the house, spigot, right? Yeah, and then
do that.
And then you start there, lift it up at least chest height, and go through it so all the waters. And if you're looking on the YouTube channel, please subscribe. And if you're listening on our podcast, please, 5 stars. So you lift it and you're like,
right up.
So that you're above your head or at chest height so that you're getting all that water to flow out of it. And then technically, you could leave the hose outside as long as it's empty because it's not going to fill up with water again. No. But, be a good homeover. And bring it inside the house, in the garage at least. My garage freezes.
It does?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, you can hide it behind the shrubs as long as there's no water in it.
That's right.
But then you got to decide, do you turn off your spigots? Yeah. Do you turn off your spigots?
No.
No? Hmm. You don't have a bleeder or anything?
No.
No? Aaron, do your house have bleeders on the spigots?
We do.
You do. So, you know, and you got to make sure you turn that spigot off.
Yeah,
you know, turn it off in the basement and then let it bleed out a little bit in case that spigot freezes. You want to leave it open. Problem. You don't want to close it. Yeah. So, again, that's something that you need to do. Take care of your hoses and take care of your spigots. Mm-hmm. How's your leaves looking?
I haven't raked them yet.
You haven't raked them?
Yeah, I'm pretty slow today.
All right. In a show coming up, we're going to talk about trends, about how leaves are our friends.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a trend. I think it's a license to be lazy.
Yeah, it's probably where
Look, your trees that drop the leaves, you can use them as like a mulch and cover things, but you still have to deal with it either in the spring or you have to deal with it now. And dealing with it now is nice because what happens, the wind blows and all of a sudden those leaves are on your walkway or they're in your driveway and then you're tracking them in the house and, you know, so you need to pick up your leaves. You can use them as a mulch, but you've got to eventually move them off. Like, for instance, if you have a perennial garden, they make a great mulch because it'll protect and keep those perennials, the roots a little bit warmer. So they're going to grow a little bit sooner and grow a little later. Meaning later in this season, and then be going to be a bigger plant. I don't know about bigger plant, but they're going to be established better come springtime.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, but you haven't done it. You have your leaves just kind of willy nilly everywhere.
It's all over. Yeah, I haven't done
anything. Get Andy out there to freak some.
You kidding?
That's another show.
It is.
Gutters. Do you have a thing like they advertise on TV, you know, get your gutters cupped and you'll never have them again. Guaranteed for life.
Huh? I don't have that. I wish I did.
Thank
you. Because, you know, that rain we've had.
Yeah.
You should see my gutters are.
Yeah? Like a fire hose coming out the bottom or were there nothing coming out?
Oh, nothing coming out.
So it was like a waterfall.
It was.
So, again, get your gutters cleaned out because when the melting snow happens, it's going to be an ice dam. And then all of a sudden you'll be like that Christmas story where the ice thing breaks off and hits the belly of his lion. That you have an icicles all over your house. You know, it's like that's that haunted Zamora house.
Oh my gosh.
That has icicles everywhere. But get your gutters clean because it'll not only like the leaves are pretty much down now. There's some oak trees. Oaks are a pain because they'll drop all their leaves in the spring. They drop their first set and most of them in the fall, but they always leave a few on just to be a PIA. And again, but if you clean your gutters, it's good time now to get it done because you don't have any other leaves. Like everything else, maples and things like that are done. Do you have a pond?
No, I don't.
Didn't you used to have a pond?
I did used to have a pond.
What happened to the fish?
Huh? I didn't have fish.
You didn't have fish?
No.
Okay.
Just had plants. Yeah.
Good.
I got rid of everything.
I have not put my pond de-icer in.
Oh, no?
My pond. Ladies and gentlemen, a pond de-icer does not create a fish hot tub. Okay? It's not like the fish are like saying, wow, jacuzzi.
Yeah, it's nice.
What it does is it basically creates a chimney effect so that all of the rotting debris that may be in the bottom of your pond has a place to escape. If it's trapped underneath the ice, it'll poison your fish. So you want to make sure that you have a pond de-icer installed. And they're by thermostat, so they're not. It's not like they're on all the time, that they'll go and they'll just leave like that. Again, that little small round disc hole so that it'll allow that gas to escape. And that's essential, especially if you have fish. You planting any bulbs?
Not this year.
No? You still can.
I know.
You still can.
Oh, yeah.
You still can. They need 6 weeks of cold. Right. Below, say 40 degrees or so, okay. In order to, you know, for them to bloom. That's most of them. There are some that will bloom right off, but, you know, tulips sometimes can be finicky that way. Mm-hmm. So you can still plant your bulbs, but get it done. Okay. What about tool care?
I
came across a pair of pruners at Bloomers.
How old?
They looked 100 because they were left outside and they were rusted. I got my WD-40 out, got it going, said a few unkind words to whatever employee left it outside.
Yeah.
That's all right, you know.
No, I forgot. What happened?
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I could find them.
Yeah.
I just paycheck. Well, it's like radios too. You know?
Oh,
it's like, oh, I left the radio out and we had the sprinklers on. It doesn't work
anymore.
Okay, well, you're gonna have to buy a new one.
Yeah.
Anyway, whew. So what do? You need to take care of your pruners. Mm-hmm. Get them oiled up. Same thing with your other garden tools. Anything that you have as far as a hand tool, get it cleaned up so that it's ready to go in the spring. And like getting a little bit of a coat of like a vegetable oil is good, just so that you're not putting a petroleum product on it. You know, you want to have it in great shape so that when you go to grab it in the spring, it's not
ready.
Rusted shut.
That's right.
You know? So
it's like, oops.
Anyway, and sharpen your spade.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing the difference. Like, you know, just like a knife. Where a sharp knife is amazing to work with, but same thing with a spade. A sharp spade, you can really get work done. Otherwise, you're kind of like bouncing off the soil.
Mm. Yeah.
Got any other suggestions, Julio?
No, I like the tool ones because I'm always big on that.
Yeah, you have that fancy Felco.
Oh, yeah, they're really nice.
Felco
I take
pruners.
Them apart piece by piece, and they come out like
Do
a
you
gem.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever replaced the blade? Because that's the one thing about Felcos. You can replace...
Can.
The blades.
Mine are still good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I keep mine, you know, sharp all the time.
Yeah. I'd sharpen my knife on the grinder that we have at work.
Did?
Yeah.
Wow. That's...
My knife is probably 75 years old.
That old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
You're doing good.
Yep. It is a disbutting knife.
A disbutting knife.
A disbutting
What's
knife.
That?
A disbutting knife is where it has a, like, almost like a hawk's bill hook to it.
Yeah.
And that where you use the tip to dig out a bud, and it's actually a way of grafting. So you take a bud out of one plant, put it into the socket of another plant, and it crosses, and then you get the plant that you want growing tall, and the rest is the rootstock.
Oh, pretty awesome tool.
Yeah, you know, but that's another show.
Yeah.
That's another show. All right, the weather's still decent. It looks like we're still going to get decent days out there. And I know you're all pressured with Christmas, and we don't want to add more to your burden.
Yeah.
But it's just something that you can add it to the list.
Oh, yeah. Especially all the ones I had to do.
Yeah. Yeah, Julio. Really?
I got to catch up.
Yeah. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. 1-800-878-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Are you looking forward to a spring of vibrancy while using the best organically approved growing media for your annuals and vegetables? Coast of Maine's Sprout Island Organic Seed Starter has been created to set a diverse culture ideal for germinating seeds and root cuttings. Created using the best ancient composting techniques and new age mixing devices, Sprout Island Organic Seed Starter gently combines kelp meal, worm castings, mycorrhizae, perlite, and sustainably harvested peat moss, establishing the most desirable setting to enhance new plant growth. Coast of Maine's Sprout Island Organic Seed Starter is available at these local retailers or visit www.coastofmaine.com to locate one near you. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. It's time to deck the halls. Roping, garland, fresh-cut Christmas trees, all available at Bloomers Home and Garden Center. The greenhouse is a blaze of red poinsettias, other colors from the new whites and the new pinks that we have. Make sure you get your Christmas cactus. That's right, Christmas cactus, get them now. Soon they're going to be all gone. Make sure you come in. All ornaments are buy three, get the fourth free. It's a great time for even the specialty ornaments like Christopher Radko, Old World, and more. We'll see you in the garden at Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Make sure you go to bloomers.com to get our address and our store hours. See you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. You know it's going to snow eventually. When it does, many evergreens like arborvitae, junipers, and cypress arch over from the weight of the snow. And that, folks, can be... sometimes a little
it's problem. Horrifying to, it's to like, people. They're like, what's going to happen? It's going to root into the ground.
I know.
It's not.
My arborvitae's falling.
Right. And people go out there with all kinds of things and try to, you know, shake it off. It's got to come. And again, when we talk about like arborvitae's especially, like they'll like almost bow down to the ground. Yeah. And people get nervous. And we're talking about big arborvitae, like 10 feet. And all of a sudden, they're, you know, creating an arch that you could walk under. Don't worry.
It's very tempting.
It is. People, and don't knock it off. Don't try to get the snow off. The snow is poor man's mulch, right?
It is, yeah.
The snow is poor man's mulch. And that if you try to knock it off, you're going to damage the plants more than if you just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Let nature do the work. It'll melt. It's, you know, generally we don't have snow events that happen and it stays there for 6 months or we still, six months.
Wow. No,
we're living
where
in
you
New York. Hey, it's Christmas. I'm thinking North Pole.
Oh, okay.
No, that where it, you know, it just doesn't last. You know, we're lucky if it lasts 2 days, 3 days, and then it's gone. And that's what will happen, and that your plants will bounce back and that they'll straighten up and that you deal with any pruning issues that you might have in winter pruning in, say, late February, March. And it depends on the variety of the plant. But honestly, I would just not – hey, we're giving you off. You know, keep – you know, just stay by the fire. Don't get your snowshoes on. Just leave it go. You know, it's people ask us too, like, what about grasses? Should we cut back our grasses? Should we not cut back our grasses? What about perennials? Roses? No.
Yeah.
Leave them alone. Mm-hmm. Leave them alone. The perennial seed heads will be feed for the birds. And we talked a little bit about this last week, where the actual birds will eat it and it'll give them sustenance when there's not that much around. I don't know. I tell you, it's nice when we don't give somebody a chore. The last list we, you know, I got to buy Uncle Joe a present. I got to buy this present. I'm not sure if my spouse's present is good enough. You know, are they going to be mad that I got them a vacuum? Don't buy a vacuum. My advice: no vacuums. No vacuums to your spouses. Okay. No vacuums. Yes.
If you do, buy one for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, no vacuums. That's a bit of advice.
Yeah, right.
Jewelry.
Yeah.
Always works.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know what Aaron told me?
What did you say?
Aaron told me that anything from Victoria's Secrets is a double gift.
Oh.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
It keeps on giving.
At least you hope. Not if you buy a vacuum. Anyway. All right. Our next segment coming up, we're going to talk about landscapes. And we have somebody that just put the wrong plants in the wrong spot. We'll tell you all about it in our next segment.
Are you looking to reach an audience of over 12 million residents in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley, and New York City tri-state? Then consider becoming a broadcast sponsorship partner for Bloomers in the Garden. Every week on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, your products become associated with the authority in everything lawn, landscape, and garden. For more information on the Bloomers in the Garden partnership program, feel free to call the hotline 609-685-1880 or check out the radio tab at bloomers.com.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Holytone. Holytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG. Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. You know, Willie, when we're out in the nursery and we're talking our customers, we talk to them about designing their landscapes, and it's always about putting the right plant in the right spot.
That's correct. Yep.
But how often is it that somebody buys a plant and it's, say, 2 foot by 2 foot,
right,
and that's the size they make their bed, right, even though the plant's going to grow 6 foot by 6 foot?
Yeah.
And that happens so much.
It does.
If you're planning your landscape now, and Melissa, I don't want to hear from you. I have not designed your landscape. You asked me a year ago. I know. That's my daughter. That's my daughter. She's pregnant.
Yeah. She's coming up.
Yeah. So anyway, you've got enough to worry about.
That would be a great push gift.
You know, not a bad idea. When you're designing your landscape, again, it's the how big is it going to get? You know, so we had somebody reach out to us, and that their plant now, and it sounds like junipers, are over 4 or 5 feet tall, and they're over the bed, and they want to cut it back. On an evergreen, a needled evergreen, sometimes it's not the best idea to cut past where that foliage tips are. The simple advice is, one, is that if it's too tight and you barely are getting sunlight to the plant, there's nothing there to sustain it, Because again, no leaves, no needles, no food.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So if you want to cut into that dead wood that's there, you risk killing the entire thing. So you've got a choice. And the one choice is rip them out or move your walk. Because really, it's changing the size of the bed. And so you got to correct your thinking. It's not shove the plant and make it stick into that area. You know, you get away with that for a little bit. But eventually, you've got to make that bed larger or you have to replant the plant. And Aaron, right? The plant price, you buy your plant, the more expensive the plant, the slower
it grows.
Right?
That's
so the cheaper the plant,
The faster it grows.
Exactly. And this is what it sounds like.
Stay away from those big box arborvitae.
Yeah.
To grow 10 feet in 2 years. You're like, whoa, you have my problem.
Remember how wide they get. It's like, again, it's if you look like you're getting a deal. We used to sell a lot of globe arborvitaes. People would come in, do you have any globals? Globals? What the heck's a global? Oh, globe arborvitaes. Yes, we do. Giant green meatballs.
Yeah, meatballs.
It's like this pod landed, and people are always trying to cut them back because they get ginormous.
Bigger, yeah.
And there are some dwarf varieties that are good, but they're not as cheap as the big ones.
No,
I can get one for $20 and it's, you know, 3 foot across, where that other one that's only 18 inches is $30-$40. So again, don't be fooled to thinking that you're getting a bargain because the price is cheap. You're going to have to deal with the size no matter what. You need to, and I guess we have to address too. So Julio, if you tell me that a shrub is going to get to be 6 feet.
Right. Wide, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And that it's a dwarf conifer.
Oh, gosh.
The big question is in whose lifetime?
That's right.
Because they grow really slow. You know, and you've got to find out when you're designing your landscape, you know, how fast does this grow? It doesn't like get to that size and stop, you know. And so, like, if you have a fast-growing plant, it's going to get to, you know, 6 feet right away, or it's going to grow fast. If the person says it grows fast, that means that it is going to get there, and it just doesn't stop. Oh, it's at 4 feet. Now all of a sudden it's 8 feet.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's a major problem for a lot of the customer. Space is really hard for them. You know, they can't judge it. Like my neighbor they bought a Leyland cypress and right next to their home, right?
Right.
It was they bought it like at 4 foot, and they only have a 4x12. I mean, you know, can you imagine?
Do they have any siding left on their house? Because, I mean, the wind blows and it knocks into the house.
I mean, that's what happens when, you know, and I'm real careful when they're buying things. I go, do you know how big that gets?
Yeah. And again, it's just make sure that you want to know how fast does it grow and how big does it ultimately get. And then you correspondingly put it into that shape with its full size accounted for. Now, maybe you'll do some shearing or trimming to keep it back. But there's eventually you reach a time where you just can't cut it back anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Right.
Sometimes, like, I know that I've taken some of my plants and I've cut them back really hard.
Right.
But I make that decision. If it dies, fine, I'll rip it out.
Right.
But if it lives, it'll be compact and it'll look great. I've done that with some rhododendrons, which have really surprised me, where they come back and there's no leaves left.
Like,
So anyway.
And the best thing is, like, when you're buying, like, shrubs for the front, you know, think about, okay, this is a time to really expand it, you know, then keeping it the same 3 foot wide that you've had before.
Right. But you know, some people are locked in, you know, it's that same house with the door that's up at the front, and then it makes a right angle in the walkway to the driveway, and they're restricted. And I've talked to builders. I'm like, why are you only giving people, like, there was one builder and that they had windows that were only like 18 inches above the soil line.
Yeah.
What are you going to put? A ground cover?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And that, again, even if, like, they had a gap between the windows, but then it's like, what, I'm going to put something that grows 4 feet and then I'm going to have something that doesn't grow more than a foot? That's going to look weird.
I know it is.
You know?
Thank you.
I don't. But what you need to do is just get help and ask for help. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, call us.
Yeah.
That's why we do the hotline at 609-685-1880. And it's all about the plant determines the shape of the bed, not the way that you want it to be. You don't shove and fit the plant in the bed. The plant determines what that bed is going to look like.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what it's all about.
All right.
All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, the other day, Len and I were talking about if we made the nice gardening list, yeah. Len.
Yeah, I had more naughties than nice.
Same here.
You know, how about you, Heather? Did you have any epic fails?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, sir.
Well, my one naughty I've already admitted to that I did not design my daughter's landscape.
Oh, you did? I thought you
not
did.
Not yet. No, no, I've been
now.
Busy. I've been up there,
yeah,
but
you
know,
up
it's
there.
Like
what happened?
There's this giant dog that's up there that seems to get my attention.
Oh, is that what happened?
But yeah, now I've got the measurements still. Okay.
Maybe this winter, maybe.
Some long winter's night. No, I'll take a long winter's nap. That's what I plan on doing. I'll take care of it right after there.
Okay.
So Julio, are you on the nice or naughty list?
I'm on the naughty. This year I said, I'm not going to mulch in the spring. You know? I said, I think I can get away with it. Well, guess what?
It's only one of our customers.
I had weeds coming out of my ear, especially today's too hot. I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
And then I'll do it the next day. Guess what? The next day it rains. And then the weeds start to grow like crazy.
Yeah.
It's like worse. So I get out there, right? And I'm spending all day and I'm not even halfway into my gardening.
Right.
You know? And then so I said to myself, boy, did I mess up on that. And my plants look, my perennials were looking terrible. They weren't growing properly. I needed to water more. It was a mess.
Yeah. I hear you with the weeds.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. Really bad. Yeah. And that even in my lawn, I did not do my second application of crabgrass control. Oh, no. So I have weeds all through my lawn. And, you know, luckily nobody can see my house from the road. It's like, oh, look at that. Yeah, really. He's look got at all guy. Crabgrass.
Yeah, this is Mr. Bloomer.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of crabgrass, and it's all because I waved off that one thing. I was like, oh, I need to do it. I need to do it. I need to do it. It's too late to do it. You know, so that's one definitely naughty list. Yeah. And also, like, we redid the deck.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful job. Yeah, thank you very much. We still need the last thing we need to do, put the railing up.
Yeah, we can give a heads up on who did all this work.
It's my girl, Danielle.
That's right.
Yeah, my fiance did it. She's
he's amazing.
Incredible. Yep. Incredible. I am a laborer. That's me. That's me. You know, so.
You're making sure she had plenty of water.
Yeah, well, whatever. Coors Light, actually. But the deck, I took out a big, big oak that had a disease in it, and it just was not coming back. And I didn't want to leave it there. And I wanted to put back a nice big tree. I have not done that yet. I'm still a little torn between what to put in because you want it over your deck to shade the deck and the house, but nice. You don't want something that's going to be a problem with leaves.
Right.
So I've got time.
Yeah.
I've got time. Yeah. But I just had all intentions of doing it as soon as the layout, basic layout was done. I did not do that.
Yes, sir.
I was going to reclaim my perennial bed.
Right? No?
No. We'll be talking about our New Year's resolutions next week, so you can tune in and hold us accountable throughout the year if you want next week. But I did not do that, and that's a problem. Yeah. That's a problem. Yeah. So what did you do to make the nice list?
Ooh, I don't think I did anything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we already mentioned Danielle. Did her landscape around her patio.
Yeah,
came out nice. Awesome. It's beautiful. The one of the things and next week we're going to be talking about trends for 2024, and that I used as a block or a background to hide the neighbor's yards. I used actually bananas.
Oh, wow.
Right. So tropical bananas, let them grow as big as they could because they grow. They get big.
Yeah.
They get big, and they made a nice break, and it had that tropical feel to it. Nice. So that put me on the nice list.
Good list, yeah.
I was, thanks to my son, Carl. Thank you very much. He went under the deck, about 2 feet in, because I left a hydrangea, a Nico blue hydrangea that I absolutely love, and I love the variety, but. Honestly, when it came to putting the deck boards over top or trying to fit in between the joists and get it out, I chose to just, it was cut back. It was cut back really hard.
Oh,
really? So this was something that's been there for a long time. Wow. And it was cut back to where it was only probably about 6 or 8 inches.
That's it?
Yeah, tall. Wow. So, you know, I was like, that's probably going to die anyway. But Carl went in and grabbed it before I put those last boards on, and I we'll see how it transplants. So it is transplanted. So we'll see how that goes. But that was, I guess, that makes it kind of like a salvation story where I was naughty, and then thanks to Carl, I'm nice. So.
Redemption.
right. What about you, Julio?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. This year, I didn't cut my grass. I had Valentine come and cut my grass, so okay. I'm really happy.
Landscape company?
Yeah, he come in and he cleaned my backyard beautifully.
Yeah?
It looks great. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, so I'm ready to plant next year.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Yeah.
All right, so you hired a landscaper to come in. Wow.
Yeah, that's a new thing for me.
Wow,
yeah,
wow. You know?
Yeah. I don't like anybody touching my grass, especially Zoysia.
Zoysia grass.
Yeah, right.
That is another show.
It is.
Right? Isn't it, Vera Brown? We're gonna talk about Zoysia. You need to call in. So, but again, it's like, Aaron, I think, where are you? Naughty or nice list? I think you're on the nice list.
Oh, yeah.
You working with poinsettias, you learned more this year about plants than I think you and all the years combined.
Yeah, I mean, buying plants put me on a nice list, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
But not only that, I mean, we've just been doing a lot of construction work on the house. So, yeah. You know, that's taken up the majority of my focus after the summertime and all the, you know, I'll start to lose all my perennials and things like that. I just stopped really caring about it. We're just going to do a raised bed in front. So hopefully that gets me back on the nice list.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
Those perennials are probably still there.
Well, I know. But
just roots.
I'm going to probably pull everything up and put a raised bed with a retainer wall around the whole front of new front porch.
Ooh.
So it's going to be stone. So
you were paying attention to our last segment.
Yeah, that's right. Make it bigger.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Making sure that the plant fits in the spot. I think you make the nice list for actually planting your poinsettia and carrying it over an entire year.
Man, I mean, wrong time.
Santa likes that.
Oh, yeah.
February, though, was a bad choice. But it's still alive, and it's coming back.
It's a learning moment.
It is.
A learning moment, teaching moment.
Correct.
Speaking of which, your kids, they seem to enjoy it, yes?
Yeah.
I mean, even the birds.
I'll just say this, that if she doesn't become an ornithologist or a lawyer, one or the other, I'm going to be mad.
Either way, she could go to Cornell.
Right.
There you go.
My goodness.
Well, I know everybody, they this time of the year, they look at what they were, you know, what they did and what they didn't do. Your garden's not exempt, you know. But Julie and I are easy.
Yeah.
There's always next year.
That's right.
It's always next year. Kind of like the Eagles. Ooh.
Too soon.
Yeah, they're going to beat your Giants.
Y'all be mad. Watch. The worst 6-9, 6-8 team you want to play? 5-8 team you want to play? Watch. Nobody wants to play the Giants. Somebody's going to get hurt. No, that's a whole other station.
That's a fanatic show.
For the fan.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Sickles Market, Little River, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Fleetwood, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Are you looking to reach an audience of over 12 million residents in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley, and New York City tri-state? Then consider becoming a broadcast sponsorship partner for Bloomers in the Garden. Every week on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, your products become associated with the authority in everything lawn, landscape, and garden. For more information on the Bloomers in the Garden partnership program, feel free to call the hotline 609-685-1880 or check out the radio tab at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. We are almost upon Christmas. And during this holiest times of the year, we often get reflective and sentimental over the events, the people, and the things that have impacted us over the last 12 months. So, Julio Zamora, what does the Christmas season mean to you?
Well, and you know, this is one of my favorite times of year, and I really enjoy being at my worship service during the evening, and they, you know, we sing a lot of Christmas songs and carols, and just being with my friends there too, and enjoying the time to worship God.
Mm. Yeah. Very nice. Yep. Very nice. You know, Julio, I think you are not a minister, but you minister to the people that are around you, including myself, including Aaron, including lots of my family, that you just have that way about you.
Well, thanks, Len. I appreciate it. You are my family.
Yeah, thank you.
And I've been with you
long time.
Longer than anybody I've known.
Do they get sick of you that fast?
Pretty much.
Anyway.
I hung tough.
Right. Oh, no, that's my problem. Yeah, that's, they don't hang around me too long. I'm like, what a jerk. Yeah. Anyway, what this season means to me, again, it's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came on earth as a human child and therefore can identify with the challenges that we all face. Everything that was human that Jesus went and felt and lived, and therefore he can identify and does understand. And when, you know, when you're God, you think, well, that's God. God knows, you know, he doesn't have to deal with the mortgage payment. He doesn't have to deal with people dying around him or being sick, but he absolutely did. Yeah, I don't know about a mortgage because he traveled a lot.
Yeah, he didn't have a home.
Yeah, that's right, and said so. The birds of the air, they have a home.
Yes, they do.
But that's absolutely what ultimately Christmas means to me. Gifts and all of those things are important for family reasons and for other reasons, but when it comes right down to it, that's what it's all about. Absolutely thankful to our listeners. And they take the work out of doing this show. They take the work and really inspire us to keep going forward. And definitely, we appreciate definitely all of you out yes. there that are regular listeners, mm-hmm. Our sponsors. We're very fortunate to have great sponsors.
Definitely.
The station guys, yeah, Sam, TJ, even yeah. Brett for half a year, wherever he is. Brett's gone.
Yeah.
again, it's... we couldn't do this without them and with the WWDB family. So we appreciate them. And again, all of the friends and family. Professor Steve.
Oh, yes.
You have a gift at Bloomers waiting for you. Did you know that? And again, all of Bloomers employees from Sandy, my son, my, you know, all of everybody that works so hard throughout the year. Absolutely appreciate that. And on a personal note, I have now two families, and it's very weird. It's very weird to go, to have almost stepchildren and step relations, you know, yeah. where Danielle and I are engaged, and it's where it's a step family, and they are my kids, and it just is interesting, you know. I have my own children, you know, with Melissa, Adam, and Carl, and that. You know, it just is, as you get older, you know, and I'm only, you know,
it's young. You're 30. Still young.
Yeah, I'm 30.
Yeah, that's it.
Times two. But you don't know. You don't yeah. expect those things. But yeah. Where life will take you, and that I'm very thankful to being adopted into that family.
Yeah.
So that's for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. And the love of a good woman.
Yes, sir.
We won't go any farther. Yeah. Aaron, you're awfully quiet over there.
Yeah. I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in.
Yeah.
And as opposed, you know, everything that you guys said is absolutely 100% correct. I do believe Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yep.
And I probably proclaim that. I'm also grateful for the gift of life. I think that's the biggest thing in a time where life is not seem to be as valuable
yeah.
in our humanly sense. It just, I'm thankful to have love around me, my family, my friends, my work colleagues, my work friends, my band members, everybody that I'm connected with regularly, man. I'm grateful for it. And so I'm thankful to God. every day. It's just not Christmas. You know, every day is Christmas. Amen. In my book.
Amen. It's just something you need to remember. All right, Sam, I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, my big moment. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just, you know, it's more about just being thankful for what you have, you know, kind of like Thanksgiving, but, you know, thankful for friends and family. And, you know, a lot of the time the world is can be a pretty dark place. But
yeah.
This time of year, you know, I like to let myself kind of be happy and be merry and kind of live in that moment and just be appreciative for the relationships and the people that I have. So
yes, that's the choice. That's a choice that we make. We choose to be happy, even when the world sometimes is playing you the card that you don't want to be dealt. I get it, bro.
Yeah, and like, you know, people,
I love it.
Some people, like, I think they like being the Grinch, you know. They like, you know, when everybody else is being happy, they want to be the one that's like a downer. But it's like, hey, man, you could just be happy, you know?
Right.
You just
choose happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Bobby McFerrin said it the best. Don't worry, be happy.
Oh, my God. If I could get that down, I'd be happy. But I'll remind myself, because I remind other people, it's like how you react to things is your choice. And
right.
Then I see the three pink fingers pointing back at me, and I'm like, yeah, well, just remember that. Just remember that. All right. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. It's time to deck the halls. Roping, garland, fresh-cut Christmas trees, all available at Bloomers Home and Garden Center. The greenhouse is a blaze of red poinsettias, other colors from the new whites and the new pinks that we have. Make sure you get your Christmas cactus. That's right, Christmas cactus, get them now. Soon they're going to be all gone. Make sure you come in. All ornaments are buy three, get the fourth free. It's a great time for even the specialty ornaments like Christopher Radko, Old World, and more. We'll see you in the garden at Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Make sure you go to bloomers.com to get our address and our store hours. See you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Well, me and Julio.
Oh, my gosh.
And Aaron.
Yeah.
We were just, I guess that's the naughty list thing that we were talking about. Yeah. We're overwatering houseplants.
Ava and Deuce.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, at least they were doing it.
Yeah, just overwater my Christmas cactus, right?
Yeah. But that's all right. At least they're watering.
Ah, that's true. Yeah. I got to be thankful for the future.
Try it. Right? They're going to know what to do when they start taking care of their own plants.
Yeah, on their dime.
That's right.
I pay for those plants. It hurt my heart.
The ZZ plant thing. I'm not. Not yeah. They killed the ZZ plant.
I wasn't all the way killed. We just put it out its misery. That's all.
Yeah. The whole thing is like when we talk about often on the show throughout the year, we talk about like things that are confusing to our listeners. where it's that horticultural jargon. It's like, well, you want to have that plant moist but not wet. And that's what we were talking about during the break. And Aaron was saying, just like, you know, they were wet, not moist.
Right. It was waterboarded, not moist.
There's hope for you out there. If you overwater your plants, there is hope. There is hope for
you. Bring them to Berlin. We got if they're dry, we got plenty of water for
them. Kids will take care of that.
Right. For right. sure.
Well, I just want to thank you all for just helping get this show done each week. And I'll tell you, it's a joy because, again, we get to talk about the industry we love and talked about what we love. I don't worry about payroll. I don't worry about what's going on with, you know, anything other than the pure horticulture that we really started this whole business called Bloomers.
Yep. The whole journey that you started.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 35 years ago.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. I know. I feel that old.
I was 2 years old.
Oh shut up. Sam wasn't even born for years to get decade.
That's right.
It's true. Sam, what are you, -3, -4?
I was born in 99.
Oh my God. What?
Oh no.
You were born in 99. Oh, yeah. My God. I feel old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I got a tear coming out of my eye now.
10 years before Bloomers. You know, Bloomers was going. 10 years.
Yeah, that's right.
We were waiting for you, Sam.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Step out.
I got an eye opener just now.
Oh, because he was born in 99? And month?
I found my first gray hair, too.
October. Really?
Wow.
Okay. October. So after, when was September 11th?
Yeah,
was
so
what
after.
Year? Right after?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
That was my first day of high school, 9/11.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was on a Tuesday. That's remember tough. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was supposed to fly to a garden center tour of England.
Oh, wow.
And never made it?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, somebody from Bloomers, Mindy Schreffler, called and said, "Did you see the news?" And I was like, no, what? I'm packing. You know, we had an afternoon flight.
I'm
all excited. And then I looked.
Oh.
And then the second plane hit. Yep. Yeah. Oh, anyway. But I don't know. I think that we need to get, like Sam touched on it, we need to get that feeling, embrace that feeling of togetherness that we had after that time, not all this BS that's protesting and every little thing or
choose
things
to
that
be
are divided.
Happy and united.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. Yep.
I love it. Love that idea. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Hey, very good. No problem.
the baby for the 9/11 baby.
Out of the mouth of
babes.
Well,
I realized, I was born in 99. That was in 2001.
Right.
Well, sorry. See, when you get old, you forget dates and stuff. You know? Like, holy, it's a Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Anyway. all right, everyone. Thank you again for you out there. Have a blessed Christmas, and we hope everybody gets everything they want and more. We'll see you next week right here in the garden.
Merry Christmas in the garden.